Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life because life is difficult and it has many challenges, and we cannot solve every problem, but we can make life better if we have the right strategies, and I'm here to help you do that. Today, I want to talk about dealing with hopelessness. Sometimes we just get to a place of life that we feel hopeless. We have problems that overwhelm us. We are in the midst of grief or some type of suffering. Maybe it's something big like we've lost someone very important to us, or we are devastated by the loss of a job, or it could be a series of small events that bring us to a place of despair that no one thing really knocked us down, but a number of small things can really get us to a place that we experience these feelings of hopelessness. Hopelessness is the idea that things are bad and they have no chance of getting better. If things are bad right at this moment, but we feel like tomorrow they're going to be much better, well, then we don't feel hopeless. We may feel bad at the moment, but we know things will get better. Hopelessness comes when we feel bad now, and our anticipation is that we will always feel bad. That for the long term, there is no hope of us being in a good place, that we're going to continue on in misery indefinitely. And so today I want to talk about how to deal with these moments, with these times that we feel hopeless. I found a great article on this written by Amy Morin, who's a licensed clinical social worker, on the website verywellmind.com that talks about dealing with hopelessness. And so today I want to give you 5 strategies that you can bring into your life anytime you are experiencing a sense of hopelessness that can help bring you to a better place. So the first strategy is to open your mind to the idea that things might not be hopeless. Just open your mind a little bit to that idea that while it feels hopeless, it might not be. That it is possible your brain is lying to you. Our brains do interesting things. Our brain is a very powerful and interesting organ. It does incredible things for us, but sometimes it works against us. And when we think something, we will tend to think it more. And it doesn't make it true. But once we get accustomed to thinking a certain way in a certain pattern, our brain will bring in more of those thoughts because your brain fuels these hopeless thoughts. Once we start thinking something, we tend to think it more. And so we might start thinking something like, I've tried everything and nothing works. Well, you probably haven't tried everything. You may have tried some things, but not everything. And when you say nothing works, well, you don't know that because you haven't tried everything. Something might work. And so our brain tends to do that. It's called cognitive distortion. We get into this idea that I've tried everything and nothing works, which is just not a true statement. But the more we think that, the more our mind begins to believe it. And so essentially our brains are lying to us. Our brains are thinking, well, you've tried everything and nothing works. That's not actually true. You haven't tried everything and you don't know if something might work. And so an important strategy is to open your mind to the idea that this might not be hopeless. There might be better days. Just open your mind to that idea, because what that does is create a pathway for your brain to think about that. Your brain has spent all this time thinking about how hopeless things are. Create a pathway for your brain to think about the possibilities that there is hope, that there is a path to a better day, that there could be good times ahead. And so allow your brain to work in that area. Open that path for your brain to function in that way. Open your brain to that thought so that your brain can bring in more of those thoughts. So open your mind to the idea things can get better creates that pathway. Just because something feels hopeless doesn't mean that it is. Sometimes our feelings are not accurate. And so keep the mind open to the idea that things might not be hopeless. There could be good days ahead, and allow your brain to think in that direction. The second strategy is to think about what you gain from being hopeless. What do you gain from being hopeless? Now, immediately people will say things like, I don't gain anything from being hopeless. I don't want to feel like this. But if we begin to analyze it, we may be in these patterns of hopelessness and destruction in our life and helplessness in our life because it helps us avoid something else. For instance, if you allow yourself to give in to hopelessness, then you don't even have to try to make things better. And if you're not trying, then you don't have to worry about being disappointed if things go badly. We avoid the disappointment of trying and failing. If we've decided it's hopeless, it can't be done, nothing's going to get better, and we give in to that, then we give ourselves permission to not even try. And by not trying, then we don't have to go through the disappointment of failing. That's very disappointing. And sometimes we want to avoid that disappointment, so we just stay in our hopelessness rather than try. That's something that we gain from that. We need to realize that. Sometimes that happens on a subconscious level that we're not even aware of. We need to analyze this so that we're aware of what we're gaining. Are we trying to avoid disappointment? Are we trying to avoid trying to get better because we're afraid we'll be disappointed? Another example would be if we have, say, a large debt. We are really in debt for a lot of money, and we just decide it's hopeless. I'll never pay off that debt. Well, that gives us permission to not work more hours to try to make more money, to not look for higher paying jobs that could help pay off that debt. It gives us permission to not budget and cut things out of our budget that may be difficult to cut. We sort of give ourselves a pass and say, it's hopeless. We're always going to be under this debt. We actually gain from that because it saves us a lot of effort. We're not having to budget and make cuts and make more money and make difficult choices as to what we're going to buy and what we're going to do without. That's all very difficult. And so we can let ourselves off the hook by saying, it's hopeless. I'm never going to get out of debt. And so if we begin to understand what we are gaining, how we are benefiting in some way from our hopelessness, then we can overcome that. We can make better decisions because we become aware of how we gain from this hopelessness. The third strategy is to consider what we could gain if we developed hope. This is sort of the flip side of the previous strategy. In the second strategy, we looked at what we gain from being hopeless. In the third strategy, let's look at what we gain if we have hope. So ask yourself, if I was hopeful, if I was optimistic, if I believed tomorrow could be better, what would I do? And then go do that. Do that thing that you would do if you had hope, because very often our feelings follow our behaviors. Now, we all know that our behaviors react to our feelings. We feel bad, so we act that way. We react to the emotions and the feelings in our life, and that causes our behaviors. But the other way can be true as well. We sometimes can choose a certain behavior and our feelings will follow. In other words, if we decide this is what I would do if I was hopeful, and then we go do that, then the hopefulness will follow. So we think things like, what would I do? What would I gain in being hopeful? Well, maybe if I was more hopeful, more optimistic about the future, I would apply for those jobs that I really wanted. Or maybe if I was more hopeful, I would go out and meet some new people and make new friends, have new relationships. Those are things that we can gain from being hopeful. And so then we make the choice to do those things. That's not easy. Not saying this is easy, but we do those things. And you know, it just might work. You might meet some people and make new friends. You might actually get that job. And so we decide what we would do if we were hopeful, if we were optimistic and felt like tomorrow could be better. And then we do those things. We pursue those things. It doesn't mean that it's going to work out every time, but it might. And the change in our behaviors causes the change in our feelings. Trying, making progress, making steps in the right direction can lead to hopefulness. We can acquire that hope in our life because of our actions, because we are taking action and doing what we would do if we were hopeful, even if we're not feeling that in the moment. The fourth strategy is to talk to someone about your problems and about your plans to solve the problems, about things that you hope to do or plan to do. Talk about your feelings of hopelessness. Talk to someone, a friend, a family member, or a professional, a therapist, counselor. As I said before, sometimes we get this thing called cognitive distortion. Sometimes we get into a way of thinking and get overwhelmed by that thinking, and we struggle to see other alternatives. When we talk to people, friends, family, professional, therapist, somebody, when we talk to people, it's easier to gain a new perspective. We begin to see things through their eyes. We begin to articulate things and put them into the real. Sometimes it spins in our minds and it gets completely overwhelming, but when we put it into words, that has an amazing effect. It makes it real. It puts it out there where we can really see it when we put it into words. And then when we hear how other people are viewing our situation, we see how they are reacting. It gives us a different perspective. So talking with someone is a really powerful thing. It can work very simply. We can say, I feel hopeless in this situation. And someone might say, well, have you tried this? And we may think, well, no, I didn't even think about that. That might actually work. Or there are situations where we are all upset about something and we try to explain it to someone. And then we think, you know, when I say it out loud, it doesn't sound as bad as it did in my head. Sometimes things just are different when we actually articulate it into words. Also, people can help us with strategies. It may not be a simple solution. Maybe it's a really difficult issue, but they can help us come up with some strategies, with some processes. They can help us brainstorm some ideas to help us solve these problems. And so don't sit in hopelessness and just keep it in your own mind. Always talk to someone to get some new perspective, to put things out there into words, and to hear other people's perspective, and you'll probably find things are not quite as hopeless as you feel. And finally, the fifth strategy, take some action. Hopelessness tends to make us just want to quit. It tends to make us feel like doing nothing. So doing something is better. Take some sort of action, even if it doesn't work every time. You'll learn from that process what might work next time. Take some sort of action to make yourself feel better. This might be as simple as going for a walk, getting outside in nature. Take some kind of action to fight that sense of hopelessness. If we just give into it and go to bed and lay there for hours on end, if we just sit on the couch and do nothing, hopelessness will overwhelm us. So do something. Take some kind of action, even if it doesn't solve the problem, just taking a walk to make ourselves feel better. Take some kind of action so that we're not just giving in to the darkness that comes with that sense of hopelessness. And so if you open your mind to the idea that things might not be hopeless, evaluate what you're gaining by giving up and feeling hopeless. Look at what you could gain if you had hope, if you developed hope. What would you do if you were hopeful? Talk to other people, friends, family, counselors, about your problems and about your sense of hopelessness. And finally, take some kind of action, even if it's as simple as going for a walk and being in nature. Put these things in your life, and I know it's going to help you. Thank you for listening. I want you to know this show is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can find this and other color radio programming by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, I invite you to my website at markahicks.com. I do appreciate you listening. This is Life Strategies. Life is difficult, but it can be better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.